Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we will stop the Riyadu Salihin kitab for a few days, and we'll do this kitab of Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayh. Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayh was a super specialist. He was a specialist as far as the heart is concerned, and he was extremely well versed in terms of tasawwuf and how the effects of the heart, and how to correct the heart and the feelings of the heart. So there was a period that occurred in the early 1900s where a plague had broken out in India, and that plague had broken out in India, and many parts of India, many towns were affected by this plague. And when they were affected by this plague, then people were going into a depression, people were going into a grief, people were becoming very despondent. A lot of fear had broken out, anxiety had broken out. Now, Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he had noticed that this was happening. So the great personalities, when they notice things are happening, then they don't just take it at face value. What they do is that they try and do something about it. So he made an effort, and he started giving talks on a specific topic. And when he started giving talks on the specific topic, he noticed that people started having a very positive outlook. That anxiety, that grief, that stress, that fear, all that started going away. So the topic that Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi started speaking about is the shauq-e watan, yearning for the watan. Watan means the original abode. Our original abode is akhirat, so yearning for akhirat. So he started speaking about yearning for akhirat, creating a desire in people's heart for akhirat. And when he started giving these bayanat, when he started speaking, and people got very affected and started having a positive outlook now to life rather than a negative outlook. So what he decided to do was to write a kitab for the benefit of us and people that come afterwards, that how if we can take benefit from such things. So he had gathered many ahadith that create shauq in the heart, create desire in the heart for akhirat. And this is something that takes away this anguish, this fear, this grief. If a person has a brand new car and he's got a lot of liking for it, even one scratch will come on the car, it will hurt the heart. The heart will feel sad that how this car got scratched. Now it's brand new, it's supposed to be looking so nice, it's supposed to be shining. Why a person's heart is attached to that car? So any little bit of effect on that car will affect this person's heart. So similarly, when a person has got a lot of love for the dunya, then anything that threatens the dunya, anything that scratches the dunya, will scratch the heart and create depression. So therefore, today we'll do this, the introduction that Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Sahib Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi had done. So we'll just go through his introduction, and as the days go, we'll try and continue more with the beautiful ahadith that he had gathered, especially in our times and age when so many people are complaining because of the loss of jobs, loss of income, sometimes it's loss of family members, and sometimes it's just because of this sad and depressing news that is going around. And look at this, Maulana Ashraf Ali Sahib Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi. He could have also said, somebody gather all the statistics and let us start spreading the statistics. How many people are dying in this town? How many people are dying in that town? What is happening here? But he didn't do all that. This is what you call a person who is a specialist of the heart. He said, no, let's look what's causing the grief and let us try and divert that attention away to bring happiness back in the heart. In other words, he was looking for a positive approach, something that will positively affect people and something that will benefit people in the long run. So this is just the introduction that we'll go through today, we'll read through today. But this introduction is by Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayh. So he says, probably 3 years must have passed since a plague spread through the Muzaffar Nagar district in particular. Muzaffar Nagar is like how we got the Itekweni district, a bigger district. And within that Muzaffar Nagar district, you'll get a town where Maulana was residing. That town was called Tanibawar. So to understand this, he says that a plague had spread through the Muzaffar Nagar district in particular. It did not merely spread, but it remained relentless. Our town, Tanibawan, which falls under this district of Muzaffar Nagar, was also included in the plague. The severity of the plague was a cause of general worry and distress for the people. Some people fled from their residences, whilst others were on the verge of fleeing. Others were feeling confused and forlorn. It was a strange feeling. He said it was a sudden, strange feeling that had overtaken all of us. The pure Shariat of Islam had taken the responsibility of providing a treatment for all spiritual anxieties and internal sicknesses. These anxieties stem from the dearth of patience, weakness in reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, displeasure with Allah ta'ala's decree, and the absence of conviction. So Maulana is saying that this is caused now by that absence of conviction, person not being happy with the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is causing it. The fundamental reason for all this engrossment is the engrossment in this world and the disinterest in the year after. Everyone knows that the treatment for every ailment is to remove its cause. This is the secret behind these statements of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا رَأْسُ كُلِّ خَطِيئَةٍ. The love for this world is the source of all sins. What is the source of all sins? Love for this world. أَكْثِرُوا ذِكْرَ هَذِمِ اللَّزَّاتِ الْمُوتِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, engage in the abundant remembrance of the destroyer of all pleasures, that is death. But not too many of us like to remember death too much. We all are frightened for death. We want to shy away from death. But what does Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? Engage in the abundant remembrance of death. After taking these points into consideration and based on the above principle, I turned my attention to the rectification of people. I began speaking about the bounties of the year after in my lectures and assemblies. It was hoped that they would create an automatic disinterest in the worldly pleasures. Furthermore, since the bounties of the year after are dependent on death, I explained to them that death is also a bounty. Death is also a ni'mat. While explaining the bounties of the year after, I described the conditions of the grave, the resurrection and Jannah, paradise, and the various glad tidings which have been mentioned for the believer. Related to the above, I gave details about the virtues of calamities and illnesses, specifically plagues. I described the rewards which are in store for them in the year after, the promises of Allah's proximity and acceptance in His court, which are the foundations for the bounties and glad tidings for the year after. These themes were related periodically to those poor souls. I observed a clear and immediate benefit of speaking on these themes. The spirit of these people were raised, the effects of tranquility were seen on them, and their worries were replaced with calmness. I noticed them yearning for death to a certain extent. Seeing that these themes were proving so beneficial to the people, the thought came to my mind that we are periodically inflicted by plagues in India, and we do not know for how long this will continue. Wherever there is a plague, the majority of the people become worried, they become depressed, they become terrified. This definitely affects the year after, because they do not have the qualities of patience, reliance on Allah Ta'ala and so on. At the same time, it turns their worldly life into one of bitterness. People everywhere are therefore in need of this prescription, which will strengthen their souls and fortify their hearts. Mullah now speaks about the title. The title Shauq-e Watan appealed to me because the year after is our original abode. Shauq means desire, Watan means abode, original abode. So Shauq-e Watan, Shauq, desire for the year after. So he's saying that this title appealed to me because the year after is our original abode and therefore ought to be yearned for. Our heedlessness has caused us to forget it entirely. This book removes the heedlessness and creates a yearning for our original abode. By the grace of Allah Ta'ala, if this book is read individually or aloud in a small or large gathering on occasions of fear and anxiety, then inshallah it can replace sadness with happiness, dread with confidence, and worry with tranquility. May Allah Ta'ala fulfill the purpose for which this book is written, that is to make it a means to increase our yearning for the year after and to inspire us to make preparations for the year after. Through this inspiration, may Allah Ta'ala bless us with His proximity and acceptance. Ameen. Mawlana Shamli Tanvi Sahib, rahmatullahi alayh. We will continue with this inshallah on Tuesday. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq also. One thing we learn from these pious people is that they always wanted to do something good for the people. They always wanted to increase that spirit. They always wanted to increase the desire in the people. They always wanted to create an atmosphere of positivity. So this must also be ours. That we don't lose hope and we don't make others lose hope. We increase our hope and we help other people to increase their hope. And then you see what benefit it has. So much, one man just started speaking and giving advices. The whole town, everyone, people around, they all started getting positive because of one person's positivity. Sometimes we don't realize we get one negative post, one sad post, that this is happening here, that is happening there. We don't know how many people we are making sad, and we are the means of spreading negativity. So this is the style of our Akabir and our seniors, that they would always spread this positivity. So therefore, you'll see that this is a cheer. This kitab is actually written here. A cheer for the depressed and a solace for the bereaved. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us such that we become a cheer for the depressed and a solace for the bereaved. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.